Anybody who's had small children has probably tripped over the baby gadgets and strollers and plastic toys that cover the floor. Pamela Paul was determined not to fill her house with baby junk until she had her baby.
I have baby gear coming out of every closet, and I really found myself overwhelmed with products.
In a new book, Parenting Inc., Paul describes how companies have convinced parents to pay so much for baby goods.
It used to be that prior to 2003, the cap, really, that stroller manufacturers felt that they could reasonably charge for a stroller was, you know, maximum $300. The executives from Bugaboo came in and realized, wait a minute, parents are spending that much on a pair of shoes, and that's all you're spending on the gear that you're going to put your most precious child in and keep them in for 3 or 4 years?
So let's sell them a $700 stroller.
Actually, that would be cheap, you know. There are $1,000 strollers on the market now.
What are some other upscale baby product pioneers?
Well, now you have modernist baby nursery furniture. You have cribs that retail for over $3,000. Bouncy seats that traditionally are kind of garish looking, you know, they're bright primary colors. And parents decided that, you know, they wanted something more streamlined that would go with their aesthetic. And so a huge number of companies jumped in and created these beautiful brown and baby blue modern looking bouncers. And these aren't necessarily what children prefer.
Have you actually changed your behavior as a result of researching this?
Well, a little bit. I can't say that I've stopped shopping, and I wouldn't want to stop shopping. You know, I'm not saying that all shopping for your kid is bad and evil. There are a lot of great things out there. I mean, where would we be without the sippy cup? You know, can you imagine? Can you imagine? I mean, let's think about it. Your child's in the car seat and you're going to like have to lean back and give them a little cup to sip and it's going to, you know, splash everywhere. At the same time, I have become a bit more restrained.
Okay, short of actually going broke, what is something that parents can do to restrain themselves?
You know, well, I think it's important to think about, well, what is this product promising me? And is this something that it can deliver? And is it even something I want to have delivered? So, for example, a lot of products and services you'll see will say, you know, this will eliminate frustration. Well, part of being an adult and even being a child is learning to cope with frustration. So if you eliminate frustration, how does the baby then learn to deal with it?
Oh, let's forget the frustration. I don't want the baby to cry.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny. One of my favorite products is called the Time's Up, Time's Out Teddy Bear. And this is this little bear that has like a little stop clock on it. And so when your child's in time out, you tick on this little teddy bear so that, you know, instead of screaming in frustration, they'll have a nice little teddy bear to hug and cuddle and let them know that time's out is all finished. But when you think about it, that's absurd. Time out is supposed to be awful. It's not supposed to be fun.
What about hiring people, in effect, to help you parent? We're not talking about nannies here?
No, this is beyond nannies. This is people to help train your child to sleep, to potty train your child, to stop them from thumb sucking. And I went into the research for my book thinking, you know, what a crock. And actually, I did a 180 on that because I spoke to a lot of these experts. And, you know, they're not making a mint off of parents. You can hire someone for a few hundred dollars to help your baby sleep during the first few months. And that has a serious positive impact on the entire family, not just for a couple of weeks that a toy might amuse a child for, but for months. That can seriously make things better. And so I think it actually makes more sense to spend money on a sleep consultant than it does to spend money on a fancy crib.
Pamela Paul is the author of Parenting Inc. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.